This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, welcome back. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show, cranking up another broadcast week. Healing from the U.S. Health Freedom Congress. And each time this happened 13 times. I haven't been at all 13, but there are always new folks that show up to just warm my heart, make me smile. This day, we're going to be introducing you to who's sitting next to me. For those of you watching this show, not live or later, it's Jennifer Sharp, a filmmaker from Los Angeles. She was featured at the U.S. Health Freedom Congress for a new documentary film about vaccine injury that's not supposed to exist in L.A. Doesn't happen in L.A., right? Everywhere else, maybe. No, not even. And the film is called Anecdotals?
Yes.
Anecdotals. And I've never met Jennifer before this weekend, but I was immediately drawn to her. She's got a great heart. She's put together a terrific film, and one that, as we talked before we witnessed this film, and I hope everybody gets to see it. We'll tell you how after or sometime during the interview. How many of you have lost friends or family or loved ones? I don't mean in life and death. I mean they're alive, and they've just said, I don't like your politics. I don't like your view on the vaccine or mass on and on. There's been such horrific division in the past 2.5 COVID crazy years that I believe there are people on all sides of the political spectrum that are finding a way to come together. At the same time, we're seeing, well, there are some that are dividing even further up. And, well, Jennifer Sharp is very aware of that, living in Los Angeles, having seen some things during the COVID issues and the vaccine stuff that maybe has even caused you to change your worldview.
Yes.
So with that, I set it up as best I could. Jennifer, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you. It's so exciting to be here.
It's really cool to meet you, and you've met a lot of great people. I think you were very well received as well.
Yes. I was very nervous. So it's a vaccine injury film. Mm-hmm. I should just say anecdotals. I should know the log line, but it's basically a nuanced look at the vaccine debate.
Yeah.
And I say, like, those with severe injuries get caught in the middle of this debate. And so it's about that. So I'm very excited to be here. I'm very excited to talk about it. I knew I was talking to a lot of people who already understood the you know, what's going on with vaccines and stuff. So it was very interesting to present my film to you guys who know. And I got the seal of approval.
Yeah, no, it was, as I said, it was a well done and heartfelt. I mean, it's hard to watch some of the stories, and you know, I find it interesting too, because what we're doing where I am is a documentary, not first person like you were. I'm an interviewer in that, more of a standard documentary, and I've interviewed many of the people, including Brianne, who was in your film, about her injury. And what was interesting about her experience uniquely is that she, you know, her history in politics is hardcore left side of the fence, very Democratic, and completely bought into the vaccines all the way in, and was doing it because it was the right thing to do for her, and she wanted to help end the pandemic. All of the slogans that we were told by the Faucis, the world, etc. And then she found out a harsh reality as she got injured from this jab.
Yeah.
And then telling her story was such that many of her former friends and family, or they weren't former at the time, they were part of her tribe, whether you consider political tribe, suddenly did not like what she was saying.
Yeah.
And distanced themselves from her. And what was her crime? She did what she thought was right, what everybody said to do, and then she was injured, and she shared her story about being injured, and suddenly now she's...
Yeah. And you're told not to talk about it. Like, I was told by the people by people I know that I'm irresponsible and ethically wrong if I share my story, because it could sway people to not get vaccinated, and so I could cause people to die.
Right.
So I shouldn't tell my story. And then they were like, your story, and they were like, your story is just anecdotal. So that's how I got the name of the movie, because it's like I'm being told left and right, oh, it's just anecdotal, it's just anecdotal.
Doesn't that feel like it diminishes your experience?
Yeah. Though? It's like I thought about it, and I'm like, if you got any other sickness, even if it was the rarest cancer that nobody ever gets, and you told somebody, their first thing wouldn't be like, oh, well, that's a rare cancer.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry. How are you feeling? Yeah. Or what was
human
they'd ask you?
Response would be compassion, would it not?
No. Nope.
And in this case, don't tell your story because you could muck up whatever that we think has to happen. And I think it's so dehumanizing and lacking in compassion. And, you know, this, to me, just you guys and gals know me for a long time. If you're new to the show, it's like, I don't care whether you claim to be a Republican or a Democrat or a Libertarian or Independent. If you don't have compassion for your fellow man, woman, I mean, there's something that's, your heart has gotten hardened. I don't know what happened, what did it. But there's something that you need to self-reflect on, and maybe your film, and I pray that it does, can cause some of those hardened hearts to soften, because that's the idea of what we are doing with another documentary as well, and interviewing these people from all backgrounds, and it's not politically oriented.
Right.
It's really just trying to share the human reality of face of suffering of people that just did what they thought was the right thing to do.
Exactly, exactly. That's what we did. And it doesn't have to become political, but we found that we're getting reactions from Republicans or right or whatever this way and left this way. And it's just so weird because you didn't think so. But like you were saying, Bree was losing friends. I've lost friends and I've lost respect for people and, you know, just people not even caring or questioning. It's just been really hard. So that as an artist, because I'm a filmmaker, I was like, I have to, not only do I have to tell my story, I needed to. I was going crazy. Like, I was going crazy wanting to talk about things, and most of the people in my life wouldn't talk to me about it. They would listen, but they wouldn't ask questions. Mm. So I was more lecturing.
Yeah.
You know, so I'd be like, well, this and this, and they just listen.
The lack of curiosity is also something unusual. It's like, if you're telling me something happened to you, I'm interested to say, oh, well, please tell me more. Or something more about it that sticks out. And they're like, you can tell they don't want to know more.
Exactly.
Like, what happened to our friendship or a friend, you know, what is it about this that causes you to shut down and like even diminish my experience and tell me it's wrong for me to communicate it or it's wrong for me to have the experience? I mean, what did I really do? What's my crime?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of your experience.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, and it's like, that's the thing is like even losing friends, it's like not even a conscious loss of friend, but when you're talking to somebody about something that's important and they just can't handle the conversation and you can tell they're just bearing through it. So you have to be like, okay, well, let me just, and part of it is my reaction, but part of it is also that I was shut out of society. And I had a lot of friends who were pro-mandate. And I'm like, do you realize that I'm not allowed in movie theaters and I'm not allowed to live like a normal human and everybody's rooting for it? And like, can't you at least show us? So there's something wrong. So even if you think people should get vaccinated and all that stuff, here's somebody in front of you who got vaccinated, who is outside of society. So there's something wrong with the mandate. There's something. And so I would want to talk about that. And they wouldn't. And they'd let me talk, but they'd never really participate in a discussion.
Sure. What about this, you know, this concept of normalizing, ostracizing people who are different than you?
Yeah.
I think about that. And you've got a little bit more pigment than me.
Yeah.
There was a time in our history in America where it was, you know, standard practice to ostracize people because of the pigment, for instance. And I'm not saying that nobody still has, you know, racial tinged views that are horrible, but for the most part, we've gone through a lot and come out the other side, and I think we're all better for it. Yet at this point in time, I've heard statistics related to the vaccine or jab uptake among the population that has more pigment than me, however you describe yourself, African-American, black, whatever. I try not to get hung up on the labels. But in some places, 70% of the folks were not getting the jab. It's like suddenly now they're subject to the similar discrimination for a different reason. That you're not welcome here? I mean, I was thinking water fountain issues. We saw discrimination happening in Israel against people who are not, I mean, the people, the Jewish people. You want to talk about discrimination to extermination? Not long ago, did they forget? Did we forget?
Yeah. Well, okay, so this is this is really kind of crazy, too. Actually, one of my producers in the movie who helped make it and was really passionate did not have a vaccine injury. But he's a Jewish man who owns a restaurant in New York City, in Brooklyn. And when the mandates came, he said, I grew up hearing stories about my grandfather in concentration camps and having to have paper. His grandfather was in one. And he's heard stories in the paper. And he said, as a Jewish man, I cannot ask people for papers to come into my restaurant.
There it is. Yeah.
He put up a whole fight, not fight, but he was like, I won't. And he made his staff, but he was also very liberal, Brooklyn, New York. And people weren't going on board. So his staff started reporting him and talking bad about him. And it became this whole thing. And then he made the mistake of talking about, and he didn't even say the Holocaust. He never talked about the Holocaust. He talked about being Jewish, but something I didn't know was that like 10 years before the Holocaust, Jewish people weren't allowed in restaurants at certain times because it was a public health issue because they had lice.
Yes.
And they were going to give the plague or whatever the disease was.
Whether they had it or whether the propaganda said they had it.
Right. And that was not the Holocaust, but it was what set it
up.
I didn't even, like, 10 years, public health issue. And so he brought that up, and suddenly he's anti-Semite. He got kicked out of his restaurant, basically. He's owned three restaurants around New York, and a lot. And he had to back down, and he's lost his businesses. The New York Times did a write-up on him and basically painted him as an anti-Semite.
You think he'd be willing to come on the show and talk about it?
I think he would. I think he would interview him in a second. Yeah. But the thing is, what the New York Times never noted in the whole article is that he's Jewish.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. You know how they smear you with names that people don't look deeper than, oh, look, he's been called that, so he must be now ostracized as well. And it's like repeating history. And kudos to that man. What's his name?
His name is Josh.
Josh. All right. Josh, God bless you, Josh, for remembering what all Jews, all humans should remember about how it happened, not just the event itself that everybody is taught to remember, but how it got there, because it didn't happen overnight.
Yeah.
And the starting point was, dehumanize a certain segment of the population, tell them they're responsible for all that ails us, and foment anger and hatred, distrust and fear. And that I've talked about that here. I actually made the World Jewish Press years ago when I called out Jon Stewart from The Daily Show. Remember that guy?
Mm-hmm.
And he was complaining about the Marin Jewish housewives, right, of Marin County, because they had a higher incidence or rate of noncompliance with vaccine mandates for their kids. Vaccine uptake. They're like, oh, and he was going after them. And I said to Jon Stewart, it's like, I know the history of what led up to the Holocaust. And I called him out. I said, you are utilizing Nazi-like tactics in dehumanizing a group of people because you don't agree with how they're raising their children. And boy, the Jewish press, they got wind of that. And they said, Jewish talk show host accuses Jon Stewart of being a Nazi. I'm like, I did not call him a Nazi. I just was bringing up the historical example of how you dehumanize people you disagree with and call them, you know, names and where that leads. And this was long before what we've witnessed in COVID. We're going to take a break. We're here with a first-time guest, Jennifer Sharp, filmmaker, extraordinary new movie called Anecdotals. We'll also talk about a movie you can watch on Amazon Prime that's a comedy for thinking people. And I know y'all are. We're going to be back here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this, robertscottbell.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including to Jennifer Sharp, her film Anecdotals. And we're going to get more into this film. I just love the backstory of what we're sharing here. For me, this is heartwarming to be able to talk about this. And you're all welcome listening right now on radio or watching this at robertscottbell.com to see how conversations happen, how you engage intellectually and share and learn from each other in this case. Now, the film Anecdotals, which we briefly talked about, is it available online yet anywhere? How can people see it, or do they – I know that there's some discussion about this at the filming, if you – or at the – what do you call it? The viewing? The debut or premiere. It was amazing of how next people can see this film.
So, yes, hopefully you will be able to see it very soon. When I decided to make it, I was like, I know it's timely. It has to come out now. But I have spent so much time just making the movie that I'm like, it's not ready now. But there is a website, anecdotalsmovie.com. And anecdotalsmovie.com. And please, you can put your name on a mailing list. You can sign up for screenings as our mailing list. Just put your name down and we'll have it. There's also an email. Mm-hmm. And it will be out at some point soon, but I'm trying to figure out the best way. One of the reasons is because what we're talking about, this is a film that's not political. Mm-hmm. So I want to make sure it comes out the right way, because it could be used for a lot for ammunition for the political fight, and I don't want to, but I also want it to be real. So I'm trying to analyze the best way.
It's hard because we can't control ultimately how people review it, view it, see it, and share it. But I agree. I mean, our goal here is not to divide further.
Yeah.
It's like, look, these are human experiences. This is human suffering. There are things that have gone awry, and I'll acknowledge in both parties. So it's not about, one party is better than the other. Right now, we can see the trend, unfortunately, in the body politic, mandates and prohibitions. That used to be something I'll acknowledge I saw on the political right more. Censorship was gone. Now it's kind of flipped completely. Like, we're like, what world are we living in?
Mm-hmm.
And you have grown up a lot of your filmmaking career in a very left of center kind of body politic in Hollywood and movie making creative center. It tends to gravitate that way. But there was a time when it was about bodily autonomy,
yeah.
You know, and, you know, when they said my body, my choice, I know what they mean today, but it used to be government, stay up.
Yeah, question things.
Question and question authority,
question
right?
Authority, question, yeah. I remember that bumper sticker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that suddenly we saw a glaring distinction and difference. And for those of you, and sometimes I'll get this, they'll say, Robert, you're really hard on the Democrats and the left. It's like, well, there was a time in my younger years where I was politically and my view of the world. And because I felt like censorship was wrong, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And now I see them. That history, those are the people calling for censorship, and I expect more. So in that sense, yeah, I'm guilty of that. But right now, if people on the right were doing what's happened on the left, I would be calling them out the same way. And I just so you know, that's the apolitical yet political yeah. side we have to acknowledge. But your film, again, it's not designed to divide. It's
right.
designed to bring the human element back and compassion back. Hopefully, as I say, soften the hearts of people who have been hardened.
Yeah, and I say at the yeah. beginning of the film, my goal with this film is not to come together and find answers. And agree on the answers. The goal is to come together and agree on the questions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about asking questions like, hey, why is this happening? Or what is this? Or what if these people aren't lying? What if they are lying? It's all questions. We don't have answers. And that's the problem with this whole COVID mm-hmm. time is that everybody has answers. And this is the answer. And this is the answer. And this is.
Yeah.
So let's stop having answers and let's start agreeing to have questions.
Mm-hmm.
And
so some of the questions that are asked, you know, is this safe and effective? You know, that's something that we've been propagandized into believe. It's sort of like we drone safe and effective, safe. And it's
weird.
Like, what does that actually mean?
Yeah.
How do you define it?
I wanted to put a part in the movie where I just did one of those hypnotizing swirly things
yeah.
and just do the heads going safe and effective.
You're right.
And effective.
You're like, was that a little too strong? Maybe come across. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't go that far, but it was just so weird because as I was researching, there was just so much safe and effective. I was like, so obvious that it's propaganda talking point too,
yeah.
that it's just like, it starts to not mean anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jennifer Sharp, my guest here on the Robert Scott Bell Show and AnecdotalsMovie.com. I promise you, I'm going to tell you about the other film that's on Netflix and going back further, a film I had heard about. I don't think I've ever seen it. You know, she's got quite a history as a filmmaker. I'm so impressed. I'm so excited to see her films as well. You may be too. So when we come back from this break, we'll talk more about her journey as well here at the U.S. Health Freedom Congress and her interaction with people that what a diverse group of belief systems that are even here. Even though we've come together for health freedom, doesn't mean everybody believes the same thing here either. How did we all get along? Did we? Was it a fisticuffs the entire weekend? We'll find out. Stay tuned. Film at 11? No. We'll be back after this brief break. Go to robertscottbell.com. Sign up for the newsletter by texting RSB to 22828, RSB to 22828, or just come on over to robertscottbell.com. Sign up and be plugged in and empowered because you know where that power to heal comes from. Not from me, but we'll remind you in a moment. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso. Governor Ron DeSantis declared a state of emergency for all of Florida on Saturday as Tropical Storm Ian gained strength over the Caribbean and is forecast to become a major hurricane within days as it tracks towards the state. DeSantis had initially issued the emergency order for 24 counties on Friday, but he expanded the warning to the entire state, urging residents to prepare for a storm that could lash large swaths of Florida. Only a third of Americans, including half of Republicans and one in six Democrats, say it's okay for state officials to fly or bus migrants to other states. A sign the push by Republican southern governors to ship foreigners north could backfire with some voters, according to a Reuters Ipsos poll. Heading into the final weeks of the midterm election campaign, Americans are split nationally in their vote for Congress, with Republicans holding sizable advantages on the economy, inflation, and crime, and Democrats far more trusted to handle the issues of abortion and climate change. This is USA Radio News.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, not every day I get a real, honest-to-goodness, Los Angeles-based filmmaker on the Robert Scapell Show. She's so talented. She's a bright light. She's got a great heart. I just met her this weekend. We've been having a great time together, and I've been observing her interacting with the folks at the U.S. Health Freedom Congress, going through the different ways that this is done. And again, what I found in you is great sincerity, great heart, great intellect, and the willingness and the desire even to talk about what we believe, what are our truths, and even if they're different, to not condemn people for that, but yeah, to embrace, you know. And one of the things I said at the end of the conference when we were all getting together, I said about my story about the microbiome. This is the thing that we've learned about, that the microbiome is not about one bacteria or two or ten. It's about zillions of them. And the biodiversity of it that makes it go. And in that microbiome, without being interfered with externally, it has an innate desire and ability to get along for the benefit of the host, you know, for life, supportive of life. And I said that in freedom, where do we find it? In the most decentralized areas where we're not being owned and controlled by others that think they know better about us, what we desire, our desires for freedom. And that when we are together in that decentralized way, it is our natural inclination to find a way to get along because it's in our best interest to do so. Rather than, here's a story I've heard many times about, you put black ants and red ants in a jar. Close the jar. You've heard this?
Yeah, but tell it again because, yeah, I love it.
They don't do anything. They kind of hang out. They don't. They're just like, I don't know why we're in a jar. But nobody's doing anything bad. You shake that jar up. Now suddenly they are viciously attacking one another. And I see that as an analogy to those that pretend to own and control or know more about us and tell us how to live. They shake us up to make us divide and hate and all the things we would not do normally, we do artificially.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the experience I think that COVID is bringing up for everybody.
Yeah. And actually this was like kind of one of my impetuses as I started to see division happening. I would really see what was happening. I would question it. So I'm a black woman. I have a white boyfriend So when COVID happened and Black Lives Matter and
wait, is he going to be jealous of you hanging out with me?
Like,
close,
no, only one white man around.
Jesus.
Okay.
I'm married and everything. I love her. She's terrific. Go ahead.
So when the Black Lives, he's a little right,
mm-hmm.
which bothered me when I started dating him, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was just like, okay, first of all, he's white, and second of all, he's right. As a black woman, and the things that are important to me, and mm-hmm. I just hit my mic.
That's right.
That was mm-hmm. that. Okay. But the things that are important to me, and I need someone to understand, it's not that I don't want to be with the white guy, but it's like you have to be able to understand. Anyway, all this psychological stuff. But
he's
a wonderful human. We ended up together. That's where life brought us. He's awesome. We enjoy each other. But it's interesting because we have some differences. So when Black Lives Matter, when the George Floyd stuff happened,
mm-hmm.
You know, I have my typical, like, I'm left and, you know, it's like the protests were mainly peaceful with some this and that. But there was also time, right? So I looked at his phone and he shows me a white man being stomped to death by a bunch of black guys at a protest.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I've never seen that. That doesn't happen. And he goes, it's here on my phone. This is what he was. Now, I looked at the video. Turns out it was from someplace in Europe,
mm-hmm.
but it didn't say that. It made it look like it was one of these U.S. protests.
Yeah.
But still, I'm like, I've never seen a bunch of black guys stomp a white guy. And then I'm like, well, of course, if you're seeing this, you're going to become like, oh, my God, you know, the black people are stomping and this and they're dangerous. Now, from my point of view, what I get fed on social media, mm-hmm. I don't get that. I get more of the peaceful protest. I get more of the. So that was when I started to ask. And then I have a stepbrother who's white,
mm-hmm.
who's a cop in Ohio.
Mm.
So during those protests, I called him because I was a hard time for policemen.
Yeah,
I know, because they were just hated, and it's the height of it all. So I called Steve, and I was like, do you want to talk? Like, how are you doing? And so I talked to him, and he told me that that cops are being, like, harassed.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I haven't seen any of that. And he's like, on his Facebook feed as a cop and mm-hmm. the things that he likes, he's seeing cops being harassed. So we're all seeing different versions of this movement, depending on what we click on and watch. And that was when I really started to realize how fed we are and how reactive we are, right? So the cops are seeing more and more cops being injured. White people who are afraid of black people are seeing more and more black people hurting white people. You know, black people or people on the left who are peaceful or think it's good are seeing more and more this is peaceful. And I'm like, we are seeing different realities. And that was what led me to anecdotals.
Wow. That is a powerful realization.
Realization.
And revelation for those that don't realize it, that we are being played.
Yeah.
We are being played. They know the feeds. For instance, a lot of people get their news from social media. And they subject the feeds in a certain way, and they know the algorithms. If you're on social media, they know more about you than you know about yourself almost. I mean, that's how it's gotten with artificial intelligence. And because of that, they can actually change a worldview by exposing one segment of society to one view and not the other and vice versa. So we are on the same planet, and we completely see this different planet. You're like, and it's artificially induced, folks. Granted, again, all of us have a unique view through our own eyes and experiences, and that's normal and natural. But what we're seeing and what we've seen is not normal and natural. Maybe it's normal for the elite globalists that want to control us and then foment the hatred, for instance. So what you're describing is is a shock to some, maybe even in this audience, because, you know, they have a view that's this one and they're getting that feed.
Yep.
But there's a little bit of nuance or a lot of nuance to every experience. And yeah, there is truth to both of the things you're saying.
Right. And if you stay within the group of people who only agree with you, then you're going to be like, man, they're so, you know, you're going to be like, oh, man, I'm not going to those protests. You know, those black people are out of control. And they're, and you're going to keep agreeing because did you see this? But you don't realize that there's a whole other side that doesn't agree with you, but it's because we're fed the same thing as you on the opposite side, and we feel just as like, wow, they're so this. And
so I ask again, what happens when we come together outside of those feeds and start talking to one another? And that's what I saw you doing in terms of your interaction, because you understand clearly how important it is to break up the programming. And the only way I believe, ultimately, I mean, I'm a prayerful, godly kind of guy, and I believe in all of these spiritual things in my life that have helped me. At the same time, that's not denying that we must do more than pray this away. Because if you pray it away or try to, and you do nothing, you don't interact with people, it's like, where's the experience? Where's the opportunity for God to work through you to heal the things that you say, I want to see healed? Because the getting together and the talking like you were, even the inquiring, and you even encounter people that were uncomfortable a little bit with going down that road.
Yeah. What's interesting is, like, we're all very different here. So we're like, we need to come together in our differences. But I realized, what I realized, there's two ways to come together in your difference. Like, one is, let's not talk about our differences and let's find the commonality.
Yeah.
And let's only talk about the commonality. So let's not bring up any other politics so that we don't disagree. Mm-hmm. Let's just focus on the fact that we can agree on some things, which sounds like beautiful. But I think I'm from more the school of thought where I'm like, let's come together with our differences. Mm-hmm. And, like, let's not be afraid to say, you believe in that, I believe in this. Hey, that's okay. Let me understand a little more why you think that. And why don't you listen a little more to why I think this? And then we'll really get it, like, oh, okay. And we don't have to agree, but I respect you. So that's what's been interesting about this, is that there are some people who are, like, the support, you know, really celebrating this togetherness, but the togetherness is about only talking about
what we agree on.
What we agree on.
No, and I do talk about the finding the common ground for all people in that sense, or in any movement, and I think it's an important part of it. But what you bring up, I think, is an important part of what I perceive, is appreciating also the differences.
Yeah.
That they don't have to be destructive in any way.
Yeah.
That we can appreciate, just like I said, the biodiversity of the microbiome, it all adds up to an incredible life that you'd like, how did this even happen?
Yeah.
But it relies and depends on it. Now, I'm not talking about an artificial construct of biodiversity or diversity. That's like imposed upon you that doesn't respect your individuality and your differences. It just wants to dominate and neutralize in a sense. And so it's different. It's hard to get there in a soundbite or on a news feed or on the evening news where they want to foment it. But having conversations like this, you're like, of course. This is awesome. I love that you got a different worldview and experience, and I'm so curious about how you got
here. Right. And then, and then you really just start to really love each other and really not judge each other. And so to bring it all back to anecdotals, right? It's like, why did I make this movie? How did I make this movie? Well, because I really, like I say, the George Floyd stuff, because that's when I really started to see how we were being affected and manipulated by social media, all sides. And I really stopped hating the people on the right who were so angry, because I started to, I mean, and who were, I felt racist, I don't know, and it's a black woman, like, I just feel like they're, but then I realized, wait, they're just being fed this too, and if they were being fed this every day, I get it now. So then I started to be a little more open, and then when the vaccines came, and I saw the hatred multiply even more for different reasons, I'm like, wait, we don't understand, we're being manipulated. Then I started to see people on the left become really insane about the vaccine and the mandates in the way that I always thought people on the right were.
Right.
And it just, my whole world. And then I was like, you know what, it's my responsibility as an artist to try to open the minds of the people on the left a little, who can be opened, because I'm able to see all these different things. And I hope I can do that with the movie.
And then you ask the question, where do I fit in? I thought I had a tribe, a family, a group of friends, and now suddenly you're abandoned or you're hated or any number of weirdnesses associated with what's gone on. And, you know, part of the movie is you saying, look, I did this. I was injured, because you were talking about your injury as well. It's not as severe as some, but it's a very real thing that you've experienced. And that stimulated the way that you treated this movie. And from a first-person personal experience, you know, and I'm talking about the one we're producing as well, it's just, it's not first-person. I'm just the interviewer, right? That's how, but it's the same intent in that we're trying to bridge the gap, trying to soften the hearts that have been hardened to say, hey, these are real human beings and they have all kinds of backgrounds and views, but that's not what's important. What's important is that we want to care for them. They've done something, whether they were feel now they were coerced or deceived, whatever, but the fact is they're suffering. What can we do to help? But we got to ask the questions. How did it happen?
Yeah.
What's really going on?
Right. Who's helping you?
Yeah.
How are you getting through this?
Mm-hmm.
All this stuff, you know? So,
yeah,
it's really hard. So you have to, you do have to ask those questions.
Yeah. The movie is Anecdotals, anecdotalsmovie.com. You can sign up for an email update. So when it becomes available, or maybe they're going to, you can coordinate screenings where you are. I think it's going to do a lot of good for people. I know we can't reach everybody. I don't have delusions of grandeur, but the good-hearted folks out there are like, well, gosh, Jennifer, you know, you got that heart of gold. I can, you know, see it this weekend. I'm just enjoying connecting with you here and all that you're doing. I'd love to see everybody witness this movie and experience it and share it with the intent and purposes that you've made it. When we come back from this break, one more segment this hour with Jennifer Sharp, and I want to tell you about some other movies that she's done. One, in fact, that you can watch right now on Amazon Prime, which I'm really excited about because they don't make smart comedies much anymore. And I admit, I can be juvenile. I'm a guy. I can laugh at silly stuff. Will Ferrell still makes me laugh. It's not highbrow comedy. I get it. But I do like that as well. And we're going to talk about that film that you might appreciate. I have a sense I will as well. So stand by. Lots more Healing Me Go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Jennifer Sharp joins us for one last segment today on the first hour of the show. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Once again, links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can sign up for the newsletter, text RSP to 22828. Anecdotalsmovie.com is also one of the key things you can see in the notes today. Sign up so that you can watch the movie I saw, and it is really terrific. It's not fun to watch people that have been injured, but I think it's an important part of our recovery, of our humanity as well. And Jennifer, I'm so appreciative of your you're just candor in talking about the things that I just throw out some questions. You're like not shying away from anything.
I know. That might get me in trouble one day. But
oh, I totally know it will. It's got me in trouble.
Yeah.
I don't mind that kind of trouble. I think it's a good kind of trouble. So in addition to this, going back to some of your history as a filmmaker, more recently, everybody, for you watching, there's a movie on available on Prime Video, Una Great Movie. I'm holding that card up right now.
Una Great Movie, which is, if it's hard to digest, it's a great movie. It's a great movie.
Una Great Movie. Because it was made in Mexico.
So I'm a filmmaker, and I've been in Hollywood, and it's I've had a dream to make this movie in Mexico for actually since 1999 when I set foot on this island.
Mm.
And something moved me, and I was like, I felt it. I have to make a movie here. I moved to the island 6 months later. I lived there for a year later. I lived there for 6 months. I wrote my first script. It's the year 2000. I left the island having written my first script, and I told everybody on the island, one day I will come back here and make a movie.
Yeah.
This was in the year 2000.
Wow.
I won't tell you how old I was. I was maybe like three.
Okay. I'm thinking three. I was going to get four maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So this
movie manifested. How long ago was it filmed?
So it was filmed in 2017. So in 2016, I realized I'd still been talking about it, never did it. I was crazy. Okay.
So
I had
before
to do it
the scandemic.
Before.
Okay.
Exactly.
That,
so I shot it in 2017, 2018 in Mexico, a little bit in Los Angeles, and but I couldn't get anybody to help me. I was in Hollywood, so I wanted to do this so bad that I decided I'd made enough movies. I was sick of the Hollywood system. I was sick of people telling me no. I was sick of people who don't understand my story limiting me.
Mm-hmm.
So I took my life savings. I called all my credit card companies and said, how high can you raise me?
Whoa.
I raised my limit up to $100,000. I had $25,000 life savings.
Holy cow.
Started crowdfunding, took all my money, moved to Mexico, and I said, I'm not coming back until I've either made this movie or I'm living on the streets.
Wow. That's commitment. That's betting on you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So when you watch Una Great Movie, you're watching a work of art from heart, which you don't see. So many movies are about money, and even if you don't like the movie, even if it's like you're like, know that this is art, and this is some, and every single thing in this movie is specific to me and was made for a reason, and it's, and I love this movie, And it, you just don't see movies with heart. And it's, you
well,
know.
And comedy is hard.
It's, yeah.
It's harder than drama.
Yeah.
To actually make it work and
yeah.
funny. But as you said, it's intellectual,
mm-hmm.
right? It'll ask you to engage.
Yep.
It's not just a.
You have to pay attention. I had a distributor in Hollywood who turned it down, and he was like, well, I was watching it at work. I had it on my running, and I was doing work, and I kept getting confused, like I didn't know what was going on. And I'm like, yeah, because you have to watch the movie. Because he's used to, like, getting dumb romantic comedy that
oh,
you don't
you
have to watch.
Oh, you see it,
like,
maybe a minute of
yeah.
you. Okay, I got it.
And then he's like, yeah, we'll get it. Our people will like it. But
yeah.
you have to watch this movie.
Okay.
I mean, but you don't, it's not going to kill you. I mean, it's going to
no,
be fun to watch.
Good Lord, there's so much garbage on Prime Video, and you can watch this
yeah.
film. I can't wait to get
yeah.
home. I've already added it to my watch list when I get home for my wife and I to watch, and it's safe for kids to
yeah,
watch.
Totally safe
yeah.
for kids because it's so cerebral.
Yeah,
it,
they might not go over
it.
Their head.
Yeah.
Okay, but Una, great movie on Prime Video, and that will help the algorithms to get more people to watch it because they often, you know, these independent films may not make it up into that big screen kind of
yes.
scenario. Now, going back further, you mentioned a title that I'd heard of. I don't think I've seen the movie. Tell me about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, in 2007, that was my first feature. So
okay.
I've been at this. I made a film called I'm Through with White Girls. And I was directed it. It did great. Festival Circuit, Showtime. It was on Netflix back when it was a mailing.
Yeah.
And that is, I think, on Amazon too to buy, but I don't get it's. But I'm proud of it. It was like my first feature, but it's kind of dated.
Mm.
Like I would. So it's interesting. So if you really like my work and you want to like kind of follow, like
is that a romantic stand-up comedy or how would
it's
you?
It's a romantic
it?
Comedy.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm Through with White Girls.
Yeah.
Now you didn't like the title. What did you want to call it?
I wanted to call it The Inevitable Undoing of Jay Brooks.
Okay.
But that was too cerebral.
They were like, what is that?
Yeah.
Right?
We're going to call it I'm Through with White Girls.
That'll catch
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah.
check it
yeah.
out. We've got a very talented filmmaker, Jennifer Sharp. She's only like 18, 19. I don't know how she's done
yeah,
all this.
Yeah, I did
all
it all
years.
Before. I was. Yeah. One more thing, though. My
yeah.
YouTube channel,
mm-hmm.
Jennifer Sharp Films YouTube.
Okay.
You can watch some behind-the-scenes stuff of
cool.
me making Una Great Movie in Mexico going. Like,
wow.
I documented myself there, the episodes. So if you're interested in filmmaking or kind of seeing that track, it's all there, too.
Cool.
A lot of information.
Well, I hope this is the first of many conversations we have. I love filmmaking. I really do appreciate the art of it. I know what it's not easy, good Lord, much less doing what you've done. Now this documentary we've talked about this hour, I thank you for sharing that. And all the success in the world. May it heal some hearts that are broken. And you know, bring healing to those who need it. And it's, of course, anecdotalsmovie.com. We have it linked up at robertscottbell.com. God bless you, Jennifer Sharp. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. This was great.
Remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.